This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
You're listening to All the Backlist, a weekly show about books that are not new. I'm your host, Patricia Elsie Tuttle, and everybody, yeah, read your backlist, yeah, everybody, read your backlist books. Backlist back, all right. This is episode number 324 and a half, and today I'm going to talk about a couple backlist titles that I'm excited to share with you. Hi everyone! Happy 72 days until Halloween! I should start making the rounds to see who has Halloween decor out, aka our year-round everyday decor. As my wife says, spooky wife, spooky life. There are definitely some people I follow on Instagram that post when they find Halloween stuff and in what stores. Trader Joe's also posted when their fall items will start hitting shelves, so I can get my fill of pumpkin-flavored joy. Will this year be the year I finally read some horror? Probably not, as I am a giant chicken, but I like to imagine I will, or maybe even start off with a thriller like Alyssa Cole's When No One Is Watching. I gotta work up this courage. I used to watch horror all the time in my 20s, but I also had a blatant disregard for the need to sleep. Oh well, I'm sure I'll keep you all posted when I finally do read some horror and or thrillers. Before I get to my backlist book picks, let's hear from a sponsor.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
For my first pick, I have Dumplin' by Julie Murphy. I fully acknowledge that many of you may have already read this book, but in case you haven't, I wanted to share it because I read it only this year and I really loved it. Willow Dean Dixon is a self-proclaimed fat teenage girl who lives in Clover City, Texas. Her mother gave her the nickname Dumplin', which is not Willow Dean's favorite thing to be called. Willow Dean has no problem being fat. She'll rock a swimsuit any day. Her favorite person, her Aunt Lucy, was fat, but the way Willow Dean's mom tells it, Lucy allowed her insecurity to overwhelm her and keep her from living a full life. Lucy lived with Willow Dean and her mom and passed away before the beginning of this book. Willow Dean got her love of Dolly Parton from her Aunt Lucy, and being a Dolly fan is very, very important to her. It makes her feel connected to Lucy's memory. Some small towns have a big event that the city is obsessed with. In Leia Johnson's You Should See Me in a Crown, it was prom. The town I grew up in has a huge seafood and music festival, which, side note, I'm allergic to seafood. Some towns have some kind of sports events. Well, where Willow Dean lives in Clover City, there is a beauty pageant. Willow Dean's mom is a past pageant winner and is currently in charge of the pageant. She makes a big deal of still being able to fit in her gown she won in years ago and wears it every year at the pageant as she hosts. Willow Dean and her best friend Ellen could not care less about the pageant. But the girls are teenagers in high school, and what is being a teenager if not unnecessarily complicated and full of feelings? Willow Dean works at Harpy's Burgers and Dogs with resident hot guy Beau, sometimes referred to as private school Beau because, as you can infer, he goes to a private school. Willow Dean has a huge crush on Beau, and she is shocked that he likes her back, like, a lot. Of course, as I mentioned, things get complicated. Because of this complicated relationship-ish thing with Beau, and then also Ellen gets some new friends, Willow Dean takes a few hits to her self-esteem, and this confidence wavers, to the point of needing to do something drastic to reclaim it. She decides she is going to enter the Clover City beauty pageant. As usual, things are never that straightforward, and this story was full of wonderful, lovely surprises. I really enjoyed this book, and I'm so happy I finally read it. It's Dumplin' by Julie Murphy. For my second pick, I have a heavy book. It is Cast, The Origins of Our Discontents by Isabel Wilkerson. So, first of all, a confession. Sometimes, oftentimes, I tend to be contrary. I'm not as bad as I used to be, but still, I find that sometimes I'm turned off by things that seem to be wildly popular. Isabel Wilkerson has won a Pulitzer Prize and the National Humanities Medal. This book specifically was a New York Times bestseller and an Oprah's Book Club pick, so it had a lot of hype before I finally gave in and needed to see what all the praise was about. Everyone, it blew my mind. Oh my God, this book, absolutely phenomenal. Wilkerson examines the hierarchies that exist in the US, race, class, etc., through the lens of a caste system, the insidious underlying system of hierarchy that uses socially constructed identifiers like, again, race, class, so forth, to maintain the privilege of those at the top and to keep those at the bottom at the bottom. This book shows that if the caste systems in the United States, India, and Nazi Germany were to be in a Venn diagram, the diagram would be close to being a circle. I've heard for years that the original Nazis in Germany 90 or so years ago had studied Jim Crow laws in America, and it's where they got some of the most disgusting and depraved ideas. I've heard this, but I didn't know the details. This book gives details. Even details about the things done here in the US that the Nazis thought were too extreme. Yes, some facets and views of white supremacists in the US were too extreme for the Nazis. Wilkerson also goes into horrifying detail about violence and lynchings and abuse, so major content warnings around that. She writes about what she calls the eight pillars of caste, those things that need to exist to uphold this framework. Things such as the idea of heritability, that your caste is determined by the family you're born into. Also, an idea of purity versus pollution, and certain groups being inherently superior versus the inherent inferiority of other groups. While this book taught me a lot about history, this isn't a history book. This is an examination of a still existing framework in which we exist that affects everything from the media we consume to the healthcare we do or do not receive, as well as the punishments and backlash that can happen when someone dares to try to step out of the caste system or do something above their perceived caste. This book is really, really intense and even so overwhelming at times, I had to put it down and step away. It is such an important read and an absolutely necessary read for those of us trying to understand race in the United States. It's Cast, The Origins of Our Discontents by Isabel Wilkerson. That's it for me this week, book lovers. Thank you so much to our sponsor. A special thank you to my totally awesome audio editor, Jen Zink, and thank you for listening. For more recs or general bookishness, check out bookriot.com, and don't forget to check out our full stable of podcasts at bookriot.com/listen, or just search for Book Riot on your podcast player of choice. You can find a list of the books I mentioned today in the show notes by visiting bookriot.com/all the books. Remember, if you're a fan of all the books in all the backlist and you want to show some love, please leave a rating or review on Apple Podcasts. It helps other book lovers find us. If you want to talk about books or nerdy stuff or check in on my shenanigans, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at The Infophile, as in the lover of information, spelled T-H-E-I-N-F-O-P-H-I-L-E. In the meantime, have a safe weekend, drink some water, and happy reading.